afternoon. Today is Monday, July the 21st, 206th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the bank dude, John Dalby. How you doing, bud?
I am wonderful, and it is so good to see you and your smiling face.
I thought you'd want to be in Arcata all this week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now he's got the big grin on his face. This afternoon, we'll talk about the new location as it's going to be unveiled and opened and ticker tape and free food and all that good stuff a little bit later this week. But as importantly, we'll talk about the relationship between the school and the bank, but whether or not this might be a prototype, not only for Humboldt State, but for other schools and for other businesses throughout the state, throughout the region, that could do something similar to this, taking care of their situation and presenting an opportunity for a local business. Oh, big smiles now. You know, if he just could figure out how to smile and talk, we'll have a show. we'll work on it during the break and be back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Dalby from Redwood Capital Banks. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Mr. Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
Yes, well. You know, you can buy a first edition signed copy of the Dickens books, the entire series.
Is that what you're getting me for Christmas?
No. This was probably about the same price range as the bank remodel in Arcata.
Yeah.
Ouch. Our quote from said Dickens, "Have a heart that never hardens, a temper that never tires, and a touch that never hurts." Ooh, you're feeling philosophical today, aren't you?
Yeah, so be nice to me is what it's saying.
Oh. Well, it doesn't say don't smack your interview. Oh. For those folks, John, that are unaware of the backstory, and I'm sure that there are some around that don't know, where did this concept start of the bank purchasing a state institution's building by itself? That's kind of rare.
Well, first of all, apparently you don't know the backstory.
Yeah, okay, so, fine. Okay, yeah. So. They didn't give it up. I thought I'd let you score points, but never mind.
Okay, so let me give you the backstory how this evolved. We've been looking actually for almost 5 years for an appropriate location in Arcata. We've seen it as a market we'd like to enter into. But there have been a lot of available properties that meet our requirements. So I get a phone call from Dave Figueredo, a very wonderful man, telling me that he's going to close his video store on G Street and asked if we wanted to buy his building. So we went and looked at it and found that it was on the small side and barely met our minimum requirements, but we need to get an Arcata. So we entered into escrow with him to buy his building. So that was our intent. So we're going to remodel this, put our branch in that particular building. Then two wonderful people, Larry DeBaney, director of the bank.
Is this a wonderful story?
It is. It's a wonderful
okay.
story. It's going to evolve. It's great. So Larry DeBaney starts talking with a gentleman from HSU named Bert Nordstrom, another wonderful man.
That they knew together from being involved in the wonderful athletic program.
Exactly.
Together. Okay.
And
you're right, this is a wonderful life,
story,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. And it gets better and better.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The best part. Yeah.
The banker turns out to be the nice guy again?
Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a wonderful thing.
So the two of them get to talking about the Natural History Museum and the financial challenges that they have in trying to keep that thing open. And they come up with this idea of us moving the museum into the Figueredo's building and us going into the building they were in, which was formerly a Wells Fargo branch, had a vault, and it was perfect for us.
And a larger footprint.
So larger footprint, yes. And so when it was first pitched to me, the idea was, okay, we would remodel the Figueredo's building, give it to the museum, and then turn around and lease the other building, which would provide them with some revenues and help keep the museum open. And so I was very apprehensive about the idea and so forth. But as I dug into it and started talking to people, not only the museum but at HSU, more and more so, this became a win-win-win for everyone, a win for the museum, win for the school, win for the bank. So, indeed.
Community.
Yeah, in the community.
There we go. All right, a four-way win, yes.
Thanks for helping me out.
You betcha.
And so we did a lot of exploration about how the community would feel about this transaction, and it was all very, very positive. And so we went through a number of steps and worked with a lot of people. It was it took a long time, a lot longer than we wanted, but
more
the result is
more
wonderful.
Complex because it was just a more involved process, or because of the interaction having to deal with state?
Well, we had to deal with the state in the lease arrangement. So the first thing was for us to write a lease. And I got to tell you, the local people were absolutely wonderful. Joyce Lopes, Michael Fisher, Tracy Furlong, they just did a great job. We got a lot of support from Roland Richmond, Dr. Richmond, Dr. McCrone, who was the previous president, in putting this thing together. And so they all really kind of rallied around this thing to make it happen. And it's absolutely wonderful.
I sensed it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you're looking at the work that was done and everybody coming together, obviously you got new relationships. That stuff's kind of fun and wonderful. Would you have approached it differently if you had the knowledge that you have now 5 years ago about the process of bringing it all together?
If we could have done this 5 years ago, it would have been great. But I don't think the timing would have been appropriate. I don't think the need would have been there, because part of this is budget cuts at HSU. They don't have a line item to maintain this museum. Yet this museum is an incredible asset for our community. I went through it, and my first recollection is when I was a child going through the OMSI museums, and how every Saturday I wanted my mom to take me there. It's a great asset.
And you got the souvenir book this time, too.
There you go.
It's $3.19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with John Dalby. John, the concept of having expanding branches, I mean, just as a business model, having more than one location, things start to have some variables inserted that aren't normally present. So as you're looking at the physicalness of the building, you're looking at the cultural of having multiple locations. As you're planning, executing the plan for the physicalness of it, were there allowances made so that it's still a Redwood Capital branch? Or is this a bank that is working tightly with the university branch?
Well, the relationship with the university and the relationship with the museum is a big part of the design of the building. And let me expand on that. The Figueredo's building, which the museum moved into, is smaller in both height and breadth. So some of the displays didn't fit in the new building. So if you walk into the Arcata branch of Redwood Capital Bank, and you're all invited to the grand opening on Wednesday, the 23rd, 5 to 7, how's that for a pitch?
Shrimp?
I don't know the menu, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The first thing that you're going to see as you walk in the door, you look up, is a full-size great white shark smiling at you. And as you walk in the building, you're going to see the Quetzalcoatlus, which is, I think, a 40-foot pterodactyl hanging from the ceiling.
Well, I was more impressed that you were going to have kegs of great white there in the lobby. I thought
that
was
an idea.
Tremendous move. Yeah.
So what we've done, because of the space constraints of the new museum building, is we've designed our branch around the pterodactyl, the great white, and some other displays that will be there. And in essence, our branch will become an annex to the museum.
So there'll be displays rotated through. You'll be having tours periodically going through the bank.
That is correct. And in fact, we're hoping to get footprints, dinosaur footprints, from the museum to the bank, so that the kids will have a path to follow as they go.
Crosswalks.
Exactly. Okay. Through the crosswalks.
Yeah.
Of course.
Now, I would think trying to accommodate that, you've got the normal concerns of security, confidentiality, things like that that are, built into a bank. Now you got people walking through following dinosaur footprints. I think that the design and the layout of the business side of the business has got to be interesting just simply to accommodate that.
You know, there were some challenges there, but they were easily overcome.
Oh, really? It wasn't that big a deal?
It wasn't that big a deal. Well, stop and think about it. Branches are public domains. I mean, people walk in and out all day long. And so all of the confidentiality that we have to maintain is already built into the system. So that was very easily overcome. And then our relationship with the museum even goes past this, and we have made available to them space to put displays in both our Eureka and Fortuna branches to try and bring more people in. And then we have committed to a monthly donation to the museum to help with its operational expenses.
So you gave them a free facility, and you're helping them monthly?
Yes.
And you're involved with the PR?
Yes. We believe in the museum.
I sense that there's a wonderful feeling and a wonderful relationship going on here.
And, you know, the giving them the building, we do get a discount on the lease. So over time, over a 30-year period, we'll recapture a good part of those expenses. So, you know, we have to take care of our shareholders at the same time. But it does provide, revenue for the HSU, for the university to maintain the building, for the museum. And the museum people are just absolutely wonderful to work with. Dr. White and Julie Van Sickle, who is the curator there, or the museum manager, I think, and she is just absolutely fantastic.
Great relationships. Was it all driven because of the location?
For us, it was a win because the old Wells Fargo building was just the ideal location for us. It's perfect. For the museum, it allows the museum now, it has longevity to it, which will now allow it to apply for grants that, because its continuance was in question, they were not allowed to, or they couldn't apply for certain grants. So this will give them some more opportunities, and our hope is that down the road we can look at even a larger location for them.
To replace the one, or in augmentation to?
Hopefully to replace, or I don't know. They need more space.
And they got more stuff in the back that they want to bring out.
Yeah.
Isn't that true with any museum? Oh, interesting stuff. But it's going to be on display then at all three locations, three branches.
Eventually. My understanding is by the 23rd we'll have all the displays in the Arcata branch, and then I'm not sure what
we're not going to see land sharks in Eureka and Fortuna initially.
No, we won't.
All right.
Yeah.
Coneheads perhaps. KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the bank dude, John Dalby from Redwood Capital. John, one of the things that I am kind of curious about with this, in addition to all the other elements we've talked about, is this a prototype? I mean, I could see maybe not a university museum, okay, fine, but that other financial institutions could find and do and create things that weren't thought of before. You know, it'd be a fill-in-the-blank template rather than something a little bit more specific. Have you had any feedback at all from your bank buddies out of the area that you have communication with? Are they as excited about this as you guys are?
You know, it's no, I haven't really gotten much feedback. But then again, we haven't really, you know, told our story outside of the area. So, you know, I will tell you that I haven't shared this with a great number of other bankers. But, you know, what I'd like, if there's something that comes out of this, it's the relationship between a local business, because we're really a business, and the community is very, very important. And this is, I think, probably a good model of how a business and a nonprofit or an organization like the museum can partner together and mutually benefit each other. And the community wins.
It would be tough, though, to have, let's say, a hardware store or a grocery store or a furniture store or somebody like that just because of the dynamics that are at play. You know, the interaction with the community, the numbers of people coming through. And there are some businesses, obviously, you don't want to have a bunch of little guys running around in or even on tours through just because it could be a safety issue, let alone anything else. That's why I was wondering if this might be something that's more suited to certain industries, such as financial services, that really could be something way cool.
Well, I haven't thought about how it would apply to other businesses or financial, because this was such a unique situation, and that. But certainly, you know, what really feels good is the partnership with the museum. I just really feel like we're doing something positive for the community, and that's part of our charge as a community bank. But shouldn't that be the charge of, you know, all of our businesses as community, you know, local businesses? Not that I think they should go out and support a museum or something else, but certainly, you know,
well, a lot
the
of them do it,
giving back to the
do
community.
It in their own way.
Exactly. But, and you have to have a passion for what you're supporting. So just to support an organization that
prior,
you don't believe in doesn't
prior to
make
this
sense either.
When was the last time you had been into the Natural History Museum? Natural
Correct.
Museum? I don't even know what it's called. I've never been in. Into that facility.
To be honest, I'd never been in there. And which I found was probably the most concerning thing to me is how many people have not been in there and what a valuable resource it is for not only our youth, but for the university and so forth. And that's why it became very, very important to me.
Well, and with Larry and Bert having interaction, you know, that's one of the challenges, I think, probably for any 4-year or even 2-year institution is that interaction with the community. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I find it, I'm sure you find it also. It's real easy just to do whatever it is that you're doing as your primary job function, and you don't get out and you don't see this. And, you know, somebody will talk about some construction that's being done 2 blocks off of whatever my main driving thing. What's going on? You know, unless you see the big crane or you hear mm-hmm. something funny going, you don't even know that there's these things that are going on that are really overt and easy to find, let alone something that's a little bit more passive or might be more of a lifestyle choice.
Right. So I do encourage anybody who has children, grandchildren, or even yourself to go see the Natural History Museum. It's fantastic.
Was that unabashed plug?
There you go.
What's the biggest thing that people are going to be surprised about, not in the bank side of the museum, but on the museum side of the museum?
Well, I think, you know, it's of course, it's all been updated because it's all new construction inside.
New displays, and, I bet.
Not necessarily.
No.
But certainly, I think that they had the opportunity to build it the way they wanted, and so it's much more efficient, the use of the space, and I think it's very, very attractive. At the same time, the displays, you know, which they rotate in. And there's some incredible, incredible collections in there that a community of our size should not have, but we have them. And so there is some great opportunity. And as I shared with you, I grew up in Eugene, Oregon. We had OMSI, Oregon Science Museum, Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. And I wanted to go every Saturday. Every Saturday, my mom would take me down.
Kind of like the Exploratorium in San Francisco.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just loved it. And I learned a great deal and would, you know, buy little science experiment things to take home. And
the kits exactly, would blow up in
exactly,
the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And so, you know, I even had the, you know, the chemistry kit at one time and all of that. And that was all stirred because of you know, going to a museum and seeing things that I would not have otherwise, you know, encountered. And so, again, that's why we really think it's a positive for the community.
Is there going to be any ongoing relationship between the two beyond what you've already described? I'm thinking the new displays, some of the outreach. Are there going to be some of those opportunities for either a docent or something like that at the banks that aren't in Arcata? Or has that been flushed through yet?
No, we haven't flushed that out at all. But I do have some ideas I don't want to share until they become reality. But
you're flashing back to your 10-year-old, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm having fun with this. So, yeah, I think there's going to be an expansion of that relationship over time, and because they're such wonderful people to work with.
How far can you go and still be a bank? Yeah, because I would think that would
believe me, when you walk in, you'll know it's a bank.
It's still a bank. Okay. Well, that's I think something that a lot of folks don't consider.
Right.
You know, you get into the purple passion phase, and pretty soon it becomes overwhelming.
Well, it's very important. You know, I have shareholders, and we want to maintain, you know, we want to maintain our dividend and make sure that our shareholders are taken care of. So, you know, first and foremost, you know, it is designed to be a functioning bank, and it's a very high functioning bank. It's very well designed, you know, had a local contractor, local architect. They did a great job. And when you look at the colors inside, and you see this great big pterodactyl hanging from the ceiling, you go, you know, everything matches. It's just incredible how well it all flows.
We're not going to have little seagulls as food in front of the pterodactyl.
No.
Darn.
But I could have
found a couple volunteers for you to put in there.
Greg Foster, a loan officer, one time asked to have the shark hanging over his office, making him a loan shark. That was not possible.
Oh, see, I was thinking it would just give him a reason to have another brand of beer in the store, too. Land shark and pale ale. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from John Dalby.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the bank dude, John Dalby. John, again, if people are interested, because I would imagine there's going to be interest in the Arcata community also, but if you happen to be somebody from outside of Arcata, they're still welcome to attend the opening performance.
Absolutely.
Can we use a little museum talk?
There you go.
The opening performance night of the Redwood Capitol. Humboldt Natural History Museum.
Yes, you are all welcome.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you join us, and as we recognize those people at HSU and the Natural History Museum that made all this possible.
Is there enough parking? I know we talked about traffic circulation in the lot, trying to make it a drive-in mm-hmm. and all the drive-through, pardon me, not in. That's a navigational challenge. Is there enough there for this? Is the neighborhood going to be able to handle the museum having more exposure and more interest and demand as well as the bank?
I do believe it will. In fact, it was interesting in Arcata. There's not only a minimum parking requirements but a maximum, which kind of I was surprised I hadn't run into that before. I think for the parking is going to be a challenge for our event on Wednesday, but other than that, I don't think we'll have any parking issues for either museum or for the bank.
And again, the time is?
It's this Wednesday, the 23rd, and it'll be from 5 to 7. I think the ribbon cutting official stuff is at 6 o'clock.
So if you want to help clean up, it's around 7, 7:15. Yeah.
And we're hoping at some point in time to have a contest for the kids to name the pterodactyl.
Oh, I would thought it was going to be something.
Like Brian.
No, like name the bank president.
There's certain people who would like to name a new one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, step at a time, step at a time. So I'm sensing that there's going to be a real strong overt effort to have more community in interaction that isn't just purely financial services. Is that one of the byproducts of this
relationship? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the learning experience.
The learning experience?
For children and students.
About banking or about everything?
About the museum and everything. And so, about radio. We want to learn about radio.
Good. Somebody will know about it then.
Yeah. I'm looking for an expert in radio.
Me too. Me too. So did Foster get the shark over his
workstation? No, he didn't. It's over the. It's actually in the entryway as you come in. It'll be over where the displays are. So the first thing you will run into when you come into the branch will be the museum displays.
Very cool. And your bank manager, branch manager?
Is Sue Ringwald, and she's so excited to be there. We actually, I think, hired her 3 or 4 years ago for this purpose, but we finally got a building.
And, oh, really? So it wasn't drawing straws at the others
who,
to see
who got who, stuck?
Or who had the opportunity to create some independence for themselves.
Yeah.
Rather than getting away from a certain shadow. Cool stuff. Sounds like fun.
Always good to see
you. Yeah, you'll see me towards the end, I think.
Okay.
Because then that way I don't feel bad about eating all the leftovers. And somebody's got to sweep up. You remember the fractured fairy tales of Bullwinkle?
Yes, I do.
Somebody's got to sweep up. And that's there we go. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more of our talk shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.